Happy Wednesday, Squamish. It is looking like a beauty of a mainly sunny day today. Enjoy it while it lasts. Squamish meteorologist Jason Ross says this strong ridge of high pressure we have been experiencing will keep us dry through today. Environment Canada says we will see a high of 7°C today and a low of 2°C overnight. Tonight, expect increasing cloudiness. Rain showers and flurries will begin during the night. The wind will be light except blowing from the north 30 km per hour over southern sections this evening and after midnight. So far, though, it is looking like Friday and Saturday will be sunny, if cool. Sunrise and sunset. Sunrise on Jan. 15 is at 8.04 a.m. Sunset today will be at 4.41 p.m. Moon phase. It is a full moon tonight, folks. The moon's illumination is currently 96.85%. It is currently located in the constellation of Leo, according to phasesmoon.com. Moonrise is at 6.52 p.m. Moonset is at 9.28 a.m. BC. Extremes. Yesterday's hot spot in all of BC was Sandspit Airport, the largest community on Moresby Island, in Haida Gwaii off the Pacific coast, which saw a high of 10.1°C, according to Environment Canada data. The high in Squamish yesterday was 4.9°C. The coldest spot in BC on January 14 was Princeton, which dipped to minus 11.8°C. Today's hot spot in BC is slated to be Kumsheva Island, in Haida Gwaii, which could reach 9°C. The coldest spot in the province is predicted to be Puntsee Mountain, near Williams Lake, which could see a low of minus 12.1°C today. Tides today: high tide is at 7.37 a.m., height, 4.92 meters. The next low tide today is at 1.11 p.m., 3.44 meters, according to tide-forecast.com. The final tide, a high tide, will be at 5.25 p.m. 4.08 meters, seawater temp. According to seatemperature.info, the water temperature in Howe Sound today is 7.2°C. Based on the site's historical data over a period of 10 years, the warmest water on this day in Howe Sound was recorded in 2021 and was 7°C, and the coldest was recorded in 2012 at 5.8°C. Seawater temperature in Howe Sound is expected to drop to 6.6°C in the next 10 days. Avalanche forecast. According to avalog.co, today, the alpine rating is moderate, the treeline rating is low, and the below treeline rating is low. Known problems include wind slabs. The advice for today from avalog.co is: lingering wind slabs may remain reactive to human triggers in isolated locations below alpine ridgetops. Minimize exposure to overhead hazards when solar radiation is strong. Wind slabs are isolated, but may remain reactive. Carefully evaluate steep lines for wind slabs. Carefully manage your exposure to overhead hazards. Sea-to-sky gondola conditions. The sea-to-sky gondola is open from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. today, with the last download at 6 p.m. Grooming. Backcountry access road to Upper Shannon Creek Bridge, 3 km return. Last groomed. January 14. Grooming starts from Lodge. Sky Pilot Valley Trail, 5 km return. Last groomed. January 14, 0.109 centimeters of snow at the snow groomer turnaround at 1,050 meters. 6 centimeters new snow over the last 24 hours. See more of the conditions at the gondola. Events to note. There's always something going on in this town. Here's a couple of events that stood out to us for this week. Tonight, there's speed dating, 30 plus, at Trickster's Hideout, 38,005 Cleveland Avenue from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m., Cuffing season is here, and Trickster's Hideout is bringing the heat with our Save the Date speed dating spectacular for the 30-plus crowd. Bundle up, grab your $10 ticket, and get ready for a cozy evening of laughter, connections, and maybe even love. Plus, every ticket comes with a chance to win a Trickster's Hideout gift card, perfect for your next date night, reads the listing. Jan. 17, also at Trickster's Hideout, there's Squamish comedy classic, Jokers Canada, from 6 p.m. to 9 a.m., please arrive 30 minutes before showtime. Jokers Canada is bringing pro headliners and Canada's best touring comics to Trickster's Hideout. All previous Jokers Canada events have sold out. This event is a pro stand-up comedy showcase with some of Canada's best comics, reads the listing. There are many more events coming up. Go to our online events calendar to see them all. Want a possible shout-out in our daily report? Load your event into our free calendar by clicking Create an Event. Winter Tires Didn't Forget. Since October 1st, winter tires or chains are required on the Sea to Sky Highway. It is the law. Passenger vehicles and light trucks need to use tires that have the three-peaked mountain and snowflake symbol or M+S on the sidewall. This applies to two-wheel, all-wheel, and four-wheel drive vehicles. The tires need to be in good condition and have a tread depth of at least 3.5 mm, 5/32, reads the 4-Road Safety at Worksite. Designated winter tires are your best option for staying safe in winter conditions. We recommend using a set of 4 matched winter tires with the three-peaked mountain and snowflake symbol. The tires must stay on through to March 31st. Not having proper winter tires or chains can earn drivers a fine of $121. Driving issues to note. Parking on select streets in Squamish is now restricted to one side only, until March 1, 2025. This ensures snow plows and emergency vehicles can safely navigate during winter conditions, says the district. Vehicles parking on the no parking side of the street may be ticketed and towed at any time to ensure community safety. The fine for impeding snow removal is $250. Affected streets, Hemlock Avenue, Cedar Drive to Spruce Drive, Chestnut Avenue, Cedar Drive to Spruce Drive, First Street, Pine Drive to Spruce Dr. 3rd Avenue, Pemberton Avenue to Winnipeg Street, no parking on East Side, Pemberton Avenue to Vancouver Street, no parking on West Side, 4th Avenue, Winnipeg Street to Main Street, no parking on West Side, 5th Avenue, Winnipeg Street to Main Street. No parking on West Side, 6th Avenue, entire street. No parking on West Side, Eaglewind Boulevard. No perimeter parking near the roundabout at the end of Pemberton Avenue, Edgewater Drive. Government Road to Edgewater Crescent. No parking on East Side, Edgewater Crescent, entire street. No parking on the outside perimeter of the Crescent, No Name Road, entire street. No parking on East Side, Brothers Place, entire street. No parking on South Side, Britannia Avenue, McGee Street to Buckley Avenue. No parking on East Side, Harris Road, Government Road to Cul-de-Sac. No parking on South Side, Hope Road, Depot Road to Axon Road. No parking on East Side, Diamond Road, Tantalus Road to Garibaldi Way. No parking on North Side, Diamond Head Road, Garibaldi Way to Mamquam Road. No parking on West Side, Glacier View Drive, entire street. No parking on the outside perimeter. To find out more, go to squamish.ca/winter-parking.issues to note on the highway, on Highway 99, in both directions, watch for tree pruning between Brunswick Beach Road and Porto Cove Road. Lions Bay, until Friday, January 17. Road maintenance work. On Highway 99, northbound, maintenance is planned between Alice Lake Road and Daisy Lake Road. Squamish, starting Wednesday, January 15 at 7:30 a.m. until 5:30 p.m. The right lane will be closed. Expect delays. Rock removal and ditch clearing will be taking place. Expect northbound delays due to stoppages of up to 10 minutes. Gas prices in Squamish today. Regular gas is going for 165.9 cents per liter at most local stations. In Whistler, you can fill up for 165.9 per liter at the co-op. Located at 2101 Lake Placid Road, the cheapest gas in Vancouver is at the Esso at 709 Southwest Marine Drive, where you can fill up for 169.9 per liter, according to Gas Buddy. The cheapest gas in BC can be found in Kamloops, where you can fill up for 149.9 per liter at Costco, at 1675 Versatile Drive.